I had no idea that my investigations into the food industry would produce such a firestorm.
Just a mouthful.
I don't like green food.
Where's the meat?
Have they got any chips?
That, my friend, is a magical combination of corn flour, dehydrated cheese solids, VHA, VHT, and good old MSG, aka the chips. Nacho cheese flavor.
Food is so complicated as an adult. It's just, when you see people in the supermarket, they're just sweating it out. Nobody knows, what do I eat? The protein, the carbs, and the fat content. Oh my God, fat content.
What did you eat?
Oh, some roast beef, some chicken, a pizza.
Recently, many of the local restaurants have changed their small size option to a whopping 64 ounces.
That's correct. And it's great for the consumer. More bang for the buck.
Paunch Burger just recently came out with a new 128-ounce option. Most people call it a gallon, but they call it the regular. Then there is a horrifying 512-ounce version that they call child size. How is this a child size soda?
Well, it's roughly the size of a 2-year-old child if the child were liquefied. It's a real bargain at $1.59.
I'm sorry, Ms. Pinewood, but why would anybody need this much soda?
It's not my place to speak for the consumer, but everyone should buy it.
They manipulate us to buy their products, and they use dirty tactics just like the tobacco industry has done.
I want to tell you briefly about a really successful grocery chain in the United States called Trader Joe's, and about 80% of its products it sells under its own Trader Joe's branding, such as Italian food products badged up as Trader Giotto's, Chinese foodstuffs under Trader Ming's, and so on. So far, so good, but this is 2020, and all of this fun little wordplay by a successful and much-loved business, of course, cannot be allowed. A petition, naturally, was launched, and for a moment it looked like the Trader might fold and rename all its products accordingly. But no, instead of rebranding so that every shop had a social justice snacks aisle and charged extra for white privilege bread, Trader Joe's found its spine and held the line.